Hi everyone, it's our regular monthly podcast. Thanks for tuning in and listening to our various witterings. We're covering distress and convenience this month, which is what actually is it's one of my favourite topics. I don't know about you, Sarah, but I love it. I love all the kind of the twists and turns that distress and convenience give us when we're sort of thinking about awards. Yeah, so we're having a chat today about gestures of goodwill payments and when you should use them, because it's still something that causes businesses a little bit of aggro, doesn't it?
Causes them a lot of aggro. I mean, we've been consistently surprised, haven't we? Every bit of training we've ever given has almost gone full circle back to D&I. Doesn't matter what we're talking about, it always gets brought up and businesses are like, oh, tell us more. And I think it's the subjectivity, it's trying to get it land right, it's trying to think, well, what does the ombudsman want? What would the ombudsman offer? You know, it's so many different things you've got to think about. But I think for me, when it comes to gestures of goodwill, and isn't it a clunky phrase anyway, isn't it? As a gesture of goodwill, it's kind of, I think businesses can trip themselves up, if I'm honest with you. And, you know, you can be going along quite nicely in a final response letter. You've really thought it through. You've really done everything you need to do. And then all of a sudden you go, but as a gesture of goodwill, and it's like, hold everything.
It sounds a bit passive aggressive, actually, thinking about it, doesn't it? It's a bit like that thing, like you should be eternally grateful for the fact that we have deigned upon you the gift of goodwill.
It's like, isn't it? Like this great big light comes down. It's like, we will gift you as a gesture of goodwill. Yeah. And I think that's the problem. It comes off a bit... wrong.
Yeah, it does.
If you use the wrong terminology.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, that whole thing about, you know, on this occasion, which is always a proxy for you should be bloody grateful.
Yeah.
We wouldn't normally do this. You should be bloody grateful. We don't mean it to come across like that, but that's how it reads, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it does. And I think it's... So you can have done all the right work, you know, the letter can sound like you and that, you know, you can leveled it all out. You're corresponding and talking to the customer and you've built up this really good relationship, happy days. And then you use phraseology like gesture of goodwill. And is it something you would say on the phone, gesture of goodwill? I don't think you would.
Never.
No.
Just not in my it isn't in my vocab to say that, to describe... I mean, I've always used to say something like, we'd like to give you something to say sorry.
Yeah.
You know, here's a little something, or whatever it is, because particularly if it's not money.
Yeah.
You know, we just wanted to send you something just to let you know we're really sorry. Don't have to go into the whole kind of, as a gesture of goodwill.
I sound like Yoda.
Yeah. Ex gratia payment.
Even worse. I think that's it, isn't it? I mean, like, I think businesses are so desperate to shoehorn in that on this occasion we've done nothing wrong, but as a gesture of goodwill, and I think that therein lies the problem. It's so a gesture of goodwill is a lovely thing. Let's not take away from the fact that the business is trying to do a nice thing. You know, you're trying to say to the customer, well, you know, we haven't done anything wrong. We don't feel that we've actually mucked it up on this occasion, but actually, we'd still like to acknowledge that, you know, you've been put through the mill or you've been inconvenienced. But you can say it in a different way, I think.
You definitely can. Because, no, just, you're right. Because you don't want to lose that, I was going to say the word goodwill, but you don't want to lose that, all the work that you've put into it up until that point for someone to read it and go like, do you what? You know, I thought we were getting on, but like you just ruined it for me now, sort of thing. And that whole thing about, you know, just knowing when it's the right time to do it and when it isn't. Some customers, they have a really good idea of what they're looking for, and sometimes it can be way more than they should get, and sometimes it's under. Because people don't like to talk about money. Like, me and you say this all the time. Like, start talking about money and we all go like, don't want to talk about it.
Cringe.
Yeah. There's still quite a few people out there that feel exactly the same way, and they undervalue the problems that they've had. And if they don't mention it, which is the other thing, I think we're still in a habit a little bit as an industry, which if if the customer doesn't mention it, it tends to get missed. And actually, from my point of view, they tend to be the customers that deserve it more.
Yeah. Do you know what? With customers, you do get very different reactions. I mean, we're human beings, aren't we? We all react differently. But I think for me, it's always the quiet ones, isn't it? Always the quiet ones that what will happen is you will miss it. They won't say anything. And then they will toddle off. They will, you know, talk about you without you knowing that they are still naffed off with you. And they're the ones, I think, that potentially could cause the most damage, because they will tell all their friends and family and you won't know a damn thing about it, because you think that, oh, happy days, we've resolved it. So, yeah, it's you know, it's not just the ones that shout and scream you have to worry about. It's all of them, isn't it, regardless of their reactions.
Yeah, do you know what? I've just thought about, like, what I do, and I go quiet, which is, so I think you should know this needs it, so I'm not going to mention it. Mm-hmm. It's not to catch people out, but it's just my style. It's just like, I will let you arrive at the right decision, but woe betide you if you don't.
Yeah.
You're dead to me if you don't come to the right view.
I'm the same, actually. And funnily enough, if I have an argument with the other half, I go quiet. You know what you've done wrong. You know what you need to put it right.
I shouldn't have to tell you.
It's a real insight into my my argument style. And I do the same with businesses, actually. I don't want to have to tell you what you need to do to put it right.
No. Maybe there's an added angle on it, because we sort of know what to expect. And I sort of want to give people the chance to get it right. So I'm almost like willing them on, like, come on, you've got this. You can make this work. Oh, you haven't. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And don't be offering me a gesture of goodwill.
Yeah.
That will put me back up.
I don't want to feel eternally grateful to you for something that I deserved in the first place anyway. So it just leaves a nasty taste in the mouth, doesn't it? So yeah, it's a fantastic tool to be able to use if you use it in the right way.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
You know, can show humility, it can show you can be personable with it, you can personalize it if you want to. It's not just about the money, as we sort of say quite often, it can be other things as well, can't it? But you need to get it right.
Yeah, pitch it right. Please don't use gesture of goodwill, use something else. There are so many different ways you can express yourself, and obviously if you're doing it over the telephone, you would never say gesture of goodwill, you'd say something else, you know, an acknowledgement of the fact that you've been inconvenienced, even though we don't feel that we've actually done anything wrong here. And you'd probably talk about it with the customer, whereas if you put it in a letter, it's gonna sound off. So, or an email.
So if you're struggling with distress and inconvenience in particular, and trying to sort of work out where to award, when to award, how much to award, when not to award anything at all, and when the power of words can be enough to, you know, placate a customer, stay tuned for the next month, because we're going to be covering loads of stuff about distress and inconvenience. More videos, more information, you name it, we've got it coming out, so stay tuned.
And downloads, and not forgetting our training session on the 29th of July.
Exactly. Thank you for reminding me, because I had a yes. Rubbish at marketing. Yeah, what is it we're doing again?
So on the 29th of July at 10 o'clock, we have got a 2-hour training session for the bargain price of £125. Now, I'll be honest with you, Caroline and I always, always overrun. So you will likely have us for more than 2 hours, as we like to, as we get going on a subject, we tend to sort of give an awful lot of information. And
definitely,
often at the end as well, there'll be a Q&A. So
yeah,
we'll have our undivided for as long as you need it. But it's very limited places, and we're not going to be issuing more tickets once those tickets are sold out. You'll have to wait until the next one comes round. But yeah, so make sure you get in quickly, because it would be awful if you missed out if you really wanted to come along. But as we say, bargain price, £125, and we will be sharing all of our knowledge. You will have a preparation document before before the session, then you would come to the session for 2 hours plus. And if there's any if there's any follow-up, there will be a post-session document as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, an absolute bargain.
Yeah, come and look, come along and take part, because we're doing it off the back of feedback that we've had from some other workshops that we've been running, and distress ignominious comes up every time without fail, and we know people are struggling with it, and we wanted to do something that was quite quick and easy and gives you the information and the knowledge that you need to go away and do something sort of positively with it, but not at a, you know, break the bank price, essentially.
Yeah. So it's pretty much for any size business out there, really. Mm. And yeah, it's like you say, you can leave that session straight off and you'll be able to use that information straight away.
Yeah. God, I'd go if I wasn't doing it.
Well, I'm going. I'm going to be there.
I'll see you there.
Yeah. So yeah, do have a look at our link. I'll share the link with this podcast. And obviously we will be continually sharing the link through the month. But there is so much information coming at you. So if you can't make the training on this occasion, then keep your eye out for all the free stuff that we put out. And then we'll be doing it later this year. So hopefully you can make the next one. But cool. Thanks for listening. Appreciate your time.
Listening, yeah.
Hopefully it was useful. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.